Gemara Baba Kama Daf Lamed Tet. Today's daf is being studied. Yerenu Nishmat Yosef Mordechai Yosef Ben Tzara Vemanat Zekenati Yefa Ben Tzara. Yerenu Nishmat Mordechai Ben Norma Ruach Hashem Vegam Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichem Began Eden. Amen. Hem Bechol Ben Esther Shochem Mahem. Kol Hachamim Vatzilchot Venomar Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Hashem Moshe Ben Dina. Emna Refanano for the nefesh or for the goof. We begin today's daf on Lamed Tet Amud Rishon, and we are starting from the new Mishnah. Shor shel pikeach. That's a shor of a regular guy. Pikeach. He has da'at. Then da'at. Shenagach shor shel cheresh shoteh v'katan. It gored the ox of a cheresh. Cheresh is somebody that doesn't speak and doesn't hear. Shoteh doesn't have da'at. V'katan is a minor. But the din of the Mishnah is hayav, of course, because the one that damaged is a pikayah. And therefore, since he has doubts, he's hayav to watch his animal. And therefore, if he damaged even the shore of a harish or tev katan, of course, he's going to be hayav to pay. However, the Mishnah says, v'shel harish or tev katan, shenagach shor shel pikayah, patur. But if a shore of a harish or tev katan, gored a shore of a pikayah, well, then the deen is they are patur from paying. The Gemara is going to explain exactly the reason for this. So let's read Rashi. Rashi gives us a little insight why this is so. So read Rashi in the Mishnah. The Gemara mefaresh de'en ma'amidim apotropos lahem ligbot megufo, which means they themselves cannot be represented in Bet Din. Faresh of the Katan, they can go to Bet Din. So normally what Bet Din would do is they have an administrator. That administrator is called an apotropos. So the administrator, he's the one that takes care of the property of Cheresh Shoteh V'Katan. However, the law is that by a tam, short tam, that's mazik, we know the first three payments are hatzi nezik. Hatzi nezik, negufo, from the animal that damaged. We have a rule that yetumim or Cheresh Shoteh V'Katan, as we're going to see, does not pay damages from metaltelim, which is any time they have to pay from their assets, from their movable assets. Halakha says they don't have to pay. They only pay from payments that can be taken from real estate. For example, let's say their shor was a mu'ad. So the mu'ad has to pay full payment, nezek shalem. Also nezek shalem, then already you'd be able to get from the hadesh of the v'katan. So the sheet speaks that out. We read again. The Gemara mefaresh de'em ha'amidim apotropos lahem likbot migufo. I'm not going to skim mu'ad, but if the animal was indeed a mu'ad, ha'amidim apotropos l'shor ha'yetumim liyot b'mkum ha'be'alim. The apotropos becomes, instead of the owner, if the shor is a mu'ad, l'kayem b'mu'ad b'alav. Because for a shor to be mu'ad, the owner has to be warned three times. This is the owner. This case is the other case of yetumim. So the apotropos becomes the so-called owner, and therefore he takes the place of the yetumim, and if the shor became a mu'ad, they would have to pay from their assets. It says the kayem mu'ad ba'alav v'gobim anezik menechse akarka shel yetumim aval tam. However, by short tam v'giviyato migufo v'hu metalseli, which means by a short tam the payment is from the goof of the animal half its value. So therefore, in ma'amidim apotropos dekach, there's no apotropos to pay such a payment, because I mean, I'm the perikama, shabekes, we learned in the pasuk, it says shabekes, that you pay money, melamed she'en bedin yiskakim el nechassim shesh lem acharayut. Ve'okin la biyatmeh, which means, when it comes to yetomim, or for that matter, chereshu tebekatan, they only have to pay when the payment can be made from karka. But when the payment is not from karka, when it's just shaveh kesef, so then already the apotropos is not obligated to make the payment for them. That's the first understanding why chereshu tebekatan does not have to pay if they were mazik. Another interpretation is because hatzi nezek is a knas. And the rule is that yetomim, or for that matter, chereshu tebekatan, are exempt from paying the knasim. That's the way that she brings in the second interpretation. However, he doesn't like that interpretation because he has some questions. So the main interpretation he's saying is that apotropos is only administered to pay from karka. That would be only if the animal became a wa'ad. But as long as the animal is a tam, tam pays hatsi nezik begufo, and therefore there is no payment of hatsi nezik for these people. Comes the Mishnah and continues. Shor shil chirish, shoteh vekatan, shenagah, the other short, the chirish, shoteh vekatan, the board, beti ma'amidin lemapotropos, oh, the beti appoints an apotropos, an administrator, umeridin lahem, befneh apotropos. And the betin warns the apotropos, so the apotropos becomes instead of the yetomim or the chirish, shoteh vekatan. Now, seemingly, it sounds like over here that you're appointing them even in the tam case. And we just learned in the Rishav of the Mishnah that they don't pay in the case of the tam. And now it's mashma that no, we give them an apotropos, and the apotropos goes to Betty and gets the warning if the animal goes, and it sounds like they indeed are going to have to pay hatsi nezek. So the chaura there is a stira between the Rishav of the Mishnah and the sefa. So again, the Gemara will have to explain how to interpret the Resha and the Sefa. In any event, the Mishnah continues, Netpakeyach HaChirish. Okay, the Chirish became smart again, meaning he was able to speak. Neshtafa HaShoteh. And the Shoteh also got his da'at back. Vigdil HaKatan. And the Katan also became a Gadol. The Deen is Hazar LeTammuto. The Vrede Bimi is. Which means now the animal goes back to become a tam. Meaning like this. Till now, let's say the animal was a tam. It gored three times. Okay, now it's a mu'ad. And we learned that what? The mu'ad, the chadish is going to have to make a payment from the mu'ad. Now let's say they became smart, but they got older. Now it's like they start the clock again. They reset. Now the animal is considered again a tam already. Which means it does not become a mu'ad. It goes back to becoming a tam. As she says, the kasabad, Rishut Meshaneh Mu'ad Shiyasam Rishut Zev Nechnas V'riyad Be'arim Acherim HaRishut Meshaneh Edina Ada'ato. Which means this opinion holds that when the animal changes Rishut, like in this case over here, it didn't change physically Rishut, but the guy changed. He went from becoming a Shoteh to becoming a Pekeah. So it's like it changed Rishuyot, so the animal now resets. It becomes from a Mu'ad to become a tam again. Hazar le tamuto. That's the deen of the Mishnah, according to the Mir. The Yosei Omer, areu bechazkato. That indeed, no, it remains bechazkato, which means it remains a mu'ad. So the machloket, the Mir and the Yosei, if the shoteh became wise again, what's the status of the animal? The Mishnah continues. Shora Itzdadin is a shor that they trained to bullfight. The olden days, they would have the bullfights. So therefore, they would have the bullfighting, so that it was trained to gore. And the people used to go to the bullfights, like we said. So it says, Shora Itzdadin, Eno Hayav Mitah. Which is, let's say, one of these trained shivarim, damaged and gored. So the deen is, there is no mitah. Normally, if a shor kills, so then the deen is hayav mitah. Because we put the shor to death. However, in this case over here, there is no death to the shor if it kills an emad. Ki yigach velo shiyagihuhu. That's only if it gores on its own, but not a shor that you trained to gore. This shor is trained. And therefore, it's not hayat atan, it's full, it's restrained to gore. Therefore, there is no mitah on such a shor. Comes the Gemara and continues, begins. Hagufa kasha. We have a question from the implications of our Mishnah. Amar, you said in the beginning of the Mishnah, shor sher chere shote vekadan shenagach shor shetikeya patur. Now, what if a shor of a hashu of the chere shote vekadan that gored? It is indeed patur. The question is, why is it patur? So the Gemara says, Alma, en ma'amidim apotropos letam likvot megufo. Because we don't appoint a apotropos for the assured in order to take a payment migufo. Because we said that what? Assured Tam pays migufo, and obviously assured does not have to pay short of a Hayrish Tur Katan, does not have to make such a payment. However, in the Sefa, you said in the Sefa, Shor Shir Hayrish Shotev the Katan, Shenaga, Eddin Ma'amidin Lem Apotropos, Umi'idin Lem Yifne Apotropos, Ama Ma'amidin Lem Apotropos Le Tam, Nikbot Nigufo, Mashma, that what in the Sefa, the Mishnah says, that when the short of a Hashu is scoring, so you bring the Apotropos to Beddin, and you warn the Apotropos, as if that you're warning the Hadish of the Katan, it's Mashma, that you pay even from a Tam. So that's a contradiction. So comes the Gemara and answers, Amar Rava, Hachi Ketani, Ve'imu Azaku, Naghanim, Ma'amidim Lama Patrobos, Ma'amidim Lama Efnei Patrobos, Ma'azmina Lehu, Mu'ad, Yechiyadar V'nagar, L'shalem, Ma'aliyah. All the Mishnah saying, you're right, you don't have to pay when it's a Tam. The Rosh Tavikha doesn't pay a Tam, because it's Megufo. And we have a Gezrat Ketuv to teach us that it doesn't pay. However, you appoint it in front of the Beddin in order to make the animal a Mu'ad, which means if the animal gored three times and the Apotropos was warned correctly in Beddin, oh, so then already the Deen is now to gore the fourth time, it would have to pay Nezek Shalem. So you're right, everything works out good. Really, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about when the animal is a Tam. Sure, the Chadish Tavikah does not have to pay Chatzi Nezek. However, it has to pay Nezek Shalem if the Apotropos was warned in Beddin three times. Now it goes the fourth time, but now already you have to pay Nezek Shalem. You have to pay full Nezek. That is the Gemara's answer. Comes the Gemara and continues. Me'aliyat man. So now you tell me why you have to pay me'aliyah. You pay from the aliyah, meaning nezek shalem. You're paying full payment. Me'aliyah means, now let's say the damage was $1,000. You pay $1,000. You have to pay the full payment, not chatzi nezek. Even if the short is not even worth that money, you still have to pay. You pay from assets. So the Gemara now is, whose assets? Do you take it from the Yitomim, or do you take it from the Apotropos himself? Interesting. The Gemara is having a thinking over here, and we're going to see a Shita that says that you really take it from the Apotropos. But the Gemara says, Me'aliyat man. Rabbi Yohanan amar Me'aliyat Yitomim. Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina amar Me'aliyat Apotropos. That's the Machloket. One opinion says you take it from the Yitomim's assets themselves, which means the Apotropos goes into the assets of the Yitomim and takes it. Another Shita says, no, you go to the assets of the Apotropos. That is the Mahloket between the two Shitot over here. The Gemara is going to explain the logic. Gemara says, well, obviously the logic would be that the reason why you take it for the Yitomim and not the Apotropos, because then nobody's going to be an Apotropos for Yitomim. Because then if the short damages, and they're going to have to pay from their own money, then nobody's going to want to take care of the Yitomim's properties. So therefore, the deen is, you pay from the aliyah of the Yitomim, and not from the Apotropos. Other she doesn't know that Apotropos has to pay, because he's in charge. So the Gemara says, Umi Amar, Rabbi Hanan, Acher. Rabbi Hanan is the one that says you pay from aliyat Yitomim. You pay from the Yitomim. So the Gemara question, did Rabbi Yohanan really say that you take the money from the Yitomim? Why, what's the question? The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Veha Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Aseh. We have a statement in the name of Rabbi Aseh. In Nizkakim Nekseh Yitomim, Era in ken with beat or chelet bahen. The first shita says, Rabbi Yosef, or is that Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Aseh, says that we don't take from the nechasim of the Yitomim only in a case where, let's say, the Yetomim's money is being eaten up. For example, let's say the father of the Yetomim, before he died, he owed money. He had a shtar or something, and it's a mitzvah to pay the shtar. However, the Yetomim are not obligated to pay the shtar until they become Gedolim, because then they get mitzvot and they have to make fulfill the mitzvot. But as long as they're Ketanim, they do not have to pay, unless the father borrowed money with ribit, with interest. Now, what's going to happen? If they don't pay it right away, the interest is going to eat into the Yetomim's assets. So only when it's to the benefit of the Yetomim, like in a case where there's interest, so then the Vaseh says, you know what, take it from the Yetomim's estate in order to save them, because that type of a payment is to their benefit. Because by paying it now, they'll be safe from paying a lot of the debt later on. Rabbi Yohanan adds another case. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, all the stuff she has for the debt, all the chtubat isha mishum mizoneh. Rabbi Yohanan says there's another case where you take the money from the Yetomim. Let's say the father of the Yetomim, when he died, so he has to give it, they take a ketubah from the estate, and they give it to the almanah, they give it to the widow. Now, the law is, until they pay the ketubah, the widow is able to have mizonot eat from the estate of the Yetomim. So now, it's for the benefit of the Yetomim to make the payment of the ketubah to the mother, so that they get rid of the payment. They don't have to pay a mizonot anymore. So therefore, Rabbi Hanan says, those are the only two cases where you take from the Yetomim. Either if the father borrowed money with ribit, then you go into the Yetomim's estate. Or if, let's say, for the payment of a ketubah of the mother, also you go into the estate, because then the mother will stop eating mizonot, so it's for their benefit. But it's mashma that if the animal gored and the animal damaged, so you don't go into the Yetomim's estate. So how did the Yohanan say you take it from the Yetomim? It sounds like only in these two cases. So the Gemara says, ipur. You're right. Switch it around. Rabbi Yohanan aman ma'aliyat putriposim, Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina aman ma'aliyat yetomim. Correct, switch the shitot around. Make it that Rabbi Yohanan really is the one that says you take it from the yetom, you take it from the apotropos, and that Rabbi Yosef is the one that says you take it from yetomim. Switch the shitot around. Gemara says, nah. Gemara says, amar ama, mishum dekashya Rabbi Yohanan ad Rabbi Yohanan. Because you had a question, a shtira from Rabbi Yohanan ad Rabbi Yohanan, Mashvit bir Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina to'eh. Well, so now you want to make Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina the one that's making a mistake? Because we cannot accept that Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina is going to say that you take the payment from the Yetomim. How come we cannot accept Rabbi Yosef to say that? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina dayanahu. Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina was a dayan. And he would always go to the depth of the judgment. Therefore, he knows that you cannot take it from the Yetomim. And therefore, we don't want to make Rabbi Yosef a to'eh. But the question is then, what is the shita? And the Gemara says, Ela le'olam lo tipuch. Keep everybody the same. Which is really, we'll say Rabbi Yohanan holds, in this case, you take it from the Yetomim. Why? U'mazik shani. A mazik is different. Why is a mazik different? Because we want to protect the rabbin, which means what's going to happen if normally we don't go after the Yetomim's money. Normally we say, you don't touch their money unless it's for the ketubah or it's for the shtar of rabbin. However, in the case of mazik, it's going to be different. Why? Because we don't want their animals to gore. And therefore, in order to protect the sibur, we make the Yetomim pay in this case. So mazik is the third exception that the Yohanan indeed says you take the payment from. Comes the Gemara and says, Shani Yohanan Amar Ma'alat Yitumim, Ye'i Amar Ma'aliyat Apotroposim, if you're going to say that you're going to take the money from the Apotroposim, what's going to happen? Mimne'e Ve'lo Avdeh, people are going to refrain, and they're not going to want to become an apotropos for the Yetomim. They're not going to want to do it. Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina Amar, Ma'aliyat apotropos. He says, no, you take the money from the apotropos, and then what? Bechozrin v'nifra'in min ha-yetomim lechi gadle. That means when the Yetomim become older, but then the Yetomim have to pay back the Apotoposim. So really, we're not worried that the Apotoposim are going to start becoming administrators for the Yetomim. So they'll get their money back when the Yetomim get older. So that is the Machloket. ומעמידים להם אפוטרופים לתם לגבות מגופו. Now this subject, does a apotropos pay מגופו or not? Or does two yetumim pay מגופו or not? The Gemara is going to say that this indeed is a machloket. The Gemara is going to explain the machloket. Till now we learned in our Mishnah that the Hadash Tovikon does not pay Hatzi Nezik. So now the Gemara is going to say that what? Indeed it is a machloket. The Gemara writes, ונפרעים מן היתום ונכי גדול, מעמידים להם אפוטרופים לתם, לגבות בגופו תנאיהי. It is indeed a מחלוקת amongst the תנאים. דתניא, because we have a ברייתא. שור שנתחרשו בעליו. You have a שור, that the owners are a חרש. ושנשתתתו בעליו. Or the owners became a שוטה. ושהלכו בעליו למדינת הים. Obviously the owners are not around. In order to get warned in Bet Din, to become a Mu'ad, they were not around. So the Din is like this. Yehuda ben Nikusa Amar Sumchus, Yehuda ben Nikusa said the name of Sumchus, Harehu betamuto, the animal remains a Mu'ad, a Tam, Ad she'ya'idu bo b'fnei ba'alim, until they could actually give the warning in front of the ba'alim. See what that means when the Gemara is going to explain. It sounds like, according to the, at this point, that you cannot make the animal a mu'ad because the owners were not around to get a warning. So therefore, the animal remains a tam until they're able to give the proper warning to make it a mu'ad. Rachamim omrim, ma'amidim lehem apotropin, umme'idim behem b'fnei apotropin. And Rachamim, it sounds like, are saying, no, they ma'amid an apotropos, and they make the apotropos instead of these people, and they receive the warning, and therefore the animal can become a mu'ad. So comes the Gemara and says, Hakamim good, we read Hakamim. If the cheresh became a pikeach, nishtafa ha-shoteh, or the shoteh became a smart again, v'gdil ha-katan, and the katan became a gadol, v'bahu be'alam m'vidinat ha-yam. And now, let's say, the owners came back from Medina Tayyam, they came back from where they were. Yehuda ben Nikusa Amar Sumkos, Yehuda ben Nikusa Sinem of Sumkos, Hazan Litamuto. He goes back to becoming a Tam, Ad Shia'idu Be'abo Befne Ba'alim. No, I skipped the line. The Gemara says, Yehuda ben Nikusa Amar Sumkos, Hazan Litamuto. He goes back to becoming a tam. Ad she'ya'idu bo b'fnei ba'alim. He goes back to becoming a tam until they give the ba'alim a warning again. We'll see what this means. The B'yosei amar areu b'chizkato. The B'yosei says, no, whatever he is, he remains in his original chazaka. Now the Gemara explains. Amru mai areu b'tamuto de'ka'amar sumkos. Which means we said in the Desha, when the ba'alim are coming along, and they're not around. Or it's a chedesh of tevei katan, so it says the animal remains betamuto. So we explained, meaning that it cannot become a mu'ad because there's nobody around there to warn it to become a mu'ad, so it just remains a tam. So the Gemara says, mai hareu betamuto, hareu betmimuto, which means it remains shalim, belo mechasrin ale, which means we don't take any payment. So you see, according to the first shita, areu b'tmimuto, meaning tam, not a tam, meaning it's shalem, meaning what the law is, as long as the chedesh of tevei katan's animal gores, it's b'tmimut, meaning we don't take any payment at all. That's the shita that's saying, like we learned in our Mishnah, that you don't pay chatzi nezek from the animal of a chedesh of tevei katan b'tmimuto, meaning it remains b'shlimuto. Elo machasin na'alma, אין מעמידים אפוטרופוס להם לגבות מגופו. והחמים אומרים, מעמידים להם אפוטרופוס, ומעמידים להם לנושא אפוטרופוס. על מה? מעמידים אפוטרופוס לתם לגבות מגופו. Good. So you see, the חכמים לצדו יבדו פה לאפוטרופוס, must be found the שיטה that says, that in economy that a tam pays even חצי נזק מגופו for חדש שוטה וקטן. So it comes out, we indeed have a מחלוקת amongst the תנאים, does a chedesh shoteh v'katan have to pay chatzi nezek megufo or not? First, it does. Some people says no, meaning it's temimuto, remains bishlimuto, and other shita says that no, Achamim say you do pay even Hatsi Nezek. So it's a Mahlok Ketanim. The Sefa, the Maika Betleget. And what's the Sefa's Mahlok? Because the Sefa, it says, when the guy comes back from Dinat Hayam, so now they meet in front of, he's there to go to bed. You know, the Hayesh got better. But what's the Mahlok in the end over there? So the Mahlok it is, Sefa's Maika Betleget, Reshut Meshaneh Ika Benayim. So Yehuda says, "Reshut meshne ikaben nasum chum savar reshut meshne." Rabbi Yosef savar reshut ena meshne. Correct. The machloket over there is does a change of reshut reset the animal or not? Sumko says reset the animal. Therefore, it was good many times. Doesn't matter. It goes back to becoming a. Once the guy became better again, but it remains the mar. Even if the guy became now.
No, I could call the rabbi again, but if he loses the signal, does it hang up on my side where I could flash? Should be.
Okay, so the machloke between Sumkos Nachim is the Shut Meshane Ika Benayu is what if the person, let's see, changes, or for that matter, the person himself changes, he wants to be a Shut to reset the animal or not. The Gemara says, the Shut Meshane Ika Benayu, Sumkos Sabah, the Shut Meshane, the Biyose Sabah, the Shut, and a Meshane. So that's the machloke, the Shut Meshane or not. Tanu Lebanan. Shor Heresh Otev Katan Shenagach, a shor of Heresh Otev Katan. That gourd, what's the deen? The deen is, the B'Yakov Omer, the B'Yakov says, Hatsi Nezek, actually let me read the best lesson, the B'Yakov Meshalem Hatsi Nezek, the B'Yakov pays Hatsi Nezek. The Gemara says, the B'Yakov, my Avete, what is the B'Yakov that he's making him pay Hatsi Nezek? Ela emar Yaakov omer mishalem hatsi nezek, right? Which means, all it means is Rabbi Yaakov says that you pay hatsi nezek. So obviously that shita's following, that a shoshor of the chareshot of the katan has to pay hatsi nezek. So the Gemara says, hatsi nezek b'may askinan. Well, what's the case over here? I betam, if it's talking about where the animal is at tam, shita tekol ha'alma nameh hatsi nezek u demishalem. Which means, what did he have to say, Hatsi Nezek? He just should have said, Mishalem. He pays. What do you have to say, Mishalem, Hatsi Nezek? If it was a Tam, you know, every Tam pays Hatsi Nezek. Why did he have to say the words, Hatsi Nezek? So the Gemara says, the Ibn Mu'ad, Ide Avdir Shemira, Ide Avdir Shemira, Klal, if the owner, or the apotropos over here, if he did not make a, let's read it. I'll show the Gemara. Ida avdile shemira, comma, which is if he made a proper shemira to the animal. See, the animal was a mu'ad, and he watched the animal properly, meaning he made a proper shemira. So then the deen is klal klal lo ba'el shlume. The law is according to one shita at least. that if the owners make a proper Shemitah, a proper Shemitah Me'ula, and the animal go, you don't have to pay anything. So why you don't have to pay Hatsi Nezik? And again, what I then says, and if they didn't make a proper Shemitah, they made a partial Shemitah for the animal, so you have to pay full Nezik. So basically, the Gemara is asking, what's the case that Rabbi Yaakov said you pay Hatsi Nezik? If it's talking about a regular time, he didn't have to say the word Hatsi Nezik. He could just say Mishalem. If it's all the animals of Mu'ad, well, what's the case? If the animal was watched with a Shemitah Me'ulah, with a proper Shemitah, so then, if the animal was watched with a proper Shemitah, if the animal was watched with a proper Shemitah, so then they already don't have to pay anything. And if it wasn't a proper Shemitah, then they have to pay Nezik Shalem. So what's the case? Well, you know what I says? Amar Abba Le'olam B'Mu'ad. We the animals of Mu'ad. Nachiloyim Askinan, Da'abdi Shemitah Pechuta. Ve'lo Abdi Le'Shemitah Me'ula. Okay, they did a Shemitah, but they didn't watch the animal with a proper Shemitah. They watched it with a Shemitah Pechuta. I mean, that's why they put a door in front of it. But it's really not considered a good Shemitah for the animal. The Gemara says, and we're following the following shitot. V'may askina, da'abdi Shemitah Pechuta. Ve'lo Abdi Le'Shemitah Me'ula. Ve'rabbi Yaakov Savala K'Rabbi Yehuda. Which means, really, if you made a Shemitah Pechuta, according to the Bihuda, you don't have to pay Nezik Shalem, because you made a Shemitah. But what? You do have to pay something. The Tzad Tamut, meaning the Tam, the Hatzi Nezik, remains in its place. So therefore, Shemitah Pechuta, you don't have to pay Nezik Shalem. But the Tamut, the Tzad Tamut, which means the Hatzi Nezik, that remains. The Savalak Rebihuda Damar. And he must hold also a Kribi Yehuda that says it's enough to make a Shemitah Pechuta for a shor. That's a Mu'ad. It's enough to make a Shemitah Pechuta. And he must hold also that you get payment from Hatsi Nezik for Chedesh of Tevek Katan. So basically, let's review Rabbi Yaakov's Shita and the Braita. Basically, what Yaakov is saying, he holds a couple of shittos. Number one, Shemitah Pechuta is enough for a Mu'ad. But what? Even a Shemitah Pechuta for a Mu'ad, you still have to pay Hatsi Nezik. Oh, and he also holds that what? That the Hatsi Nezik payment is Megufo. We know that. And he holds like the rabbis that even the Chedesh of the Kalan have to pay if their animal gore. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. So Amar Le, ve'lo peligi. What do you mean? You're telling me that Yaakov and Yehuda agree? We see that they argue. Where do you see that they argue? Batanya shor shel chedesh shetov katan shenagach. The Yehuda mechayev. The Yehuda says chayav. Rabbi Yaakov omer hatzi nezik u'mishalem. Sounds like the Yehuda's argue. The Yehuda says masra nezik shalem. And Rabbi Yaakov saying Hatsi Nezik. So I can just tell that Yaakov is agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Bar Ola, Ma Shemechayev Rabbi Yehuda, Pirish Rabbi Yaakov, which means that which Rabbi Yehuda said, Hayav L'Shalem, Rabbi Yaakov explains Hatsi Nezik. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov is really agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. That when Rabbi Yehuda said you pay, it doesn't mean you pay Nezik Shalem, Ela you pay Hatsi Nezik. And that's the case of the Baraita, Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen ve'Amen.